Now we improved it considerably after that. One of my colleagues, Bob Roney, asked, why are you using bullets? That's so crude. Why not use compressed gas for the control? There are valves that operate fast enough that you can use that and you can have an unlimited number of bullets, basically.
Yeah, right, right.
You're right. And then when we realized that we really should go for a longer life and we would not have necessarily as symmetric a system as that, we would have solar pressure imbalances that would require attitude control, active attitude control. My thought for attitude control was to have four axial thrusters, each of which would fire over a quarter of a spin spike cycle. And I was concerned about the buildup of mutation.
Right.
We did it with fewer.
Uh-huh.
So my initial concept that I described to Don was to use four axial thrusters for attitude control. And he didn't say anything. He didn't like the whole concept. But he thought about it quietly for a while. And he came back with a concept that required only one axial thruster because he could sense intuitively that the mutation I was concerned with wouldn't grow big enough to cause any concern during the use of this control system. So that was a major simplification, the single jet attitude control system. But it also used spin phased impulses, the same as we did for orbit control. So in that sense, it was similar.
So
we ended up basically with a system that, at minimum, with no redundancy, required just two thrusters to do all the orbit and attitude control.